Okay, so this is our first podcast for Trending Weekly. And so it's going to go on YouTube and Twitter. And so on YouTube, you can just find our channel and tell us what we need to talk about. So today we're going to be talking about the Raptors series as of game 1-4. And then our next podcast is probably going to be on game 5 if the Raptors can win.
All right, so obviously if you guys have heard, the Raptors have taken a 3-1 lead to the Golden State Warriors, and this could actually be like
their first,
like really crucial, because first of all, it's the first championship for the Raptors,
and their first time making it to the finals.
Yeah, and they are gonna eliminate Golden State Warriors, which nobody thought was gonna happen, because not only was it pretty obvious because they got 5 All Stars, but they were missing KD. They were all the reporters, like Stephen A. Smith and just like a bunch of ESPN reporters, are saying that it was going to be Golden State winning.
And like, now what are you going to do for game 5? Are you going to put in like Kevin Durant now? Or are you just going to like, you know what, whatever, series is over?
So I saw this one tweet on Twitter which was saying that Kevin Durant's actually practicing lately. So that, I don't know if that means he's going to play or not, but if Raps lose tomorrow, then he's probably going to play in game 6. And let's just pray that as Raptors fans, we don't blow a 3-1 lead. And yeah.
So Raptors actually do have home court advantage, but like, is that even really a big help?
Like, yeah, I mean, like, we do, like, the Raptors do have the biggest fan base.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's just, like, one city in the entire country. But
it's not, like, they're not playing for Toronto, they're playing for Canada, so.
Yeah.
Mark Stevens, which was, like, you know, pushing Kyle Lowry. Do you think the ban was big enough?
As Warriors, like, partner, I think, like, you should know your place and not touch the players.
No, here's the thing. If Kyle Lowry were to push him, an automatic suspension.
Exactly.
But if he pushes Kyle Lowry, it's like, dude, shake it off, you're fine. We're giving him a little bit of bit. So, LeBron tweeted saying, no, this isn't a big enough, ban, and there's only 4 more games left, and there's only max 2 left in Golden State. So, you know.
See, the thing about that guy is, yeah, he's like the part owner and he should like know his place. But like if you're gonna do that, like, yeah, like you have to like know what you're doing before you do it. Cause like, okay, you just got banned from the stadium as a part owner, so you're either gonna lose your job and you got fined $500,000.
He deserves like a whole season ban or something.
And there was also after game 4,
mm-hmm.
Klay Thompson imitated Kawhi's laugh, so I don't know if Kawhi's gonna retaliate.
I don't think he's gonna like, you know, go like hard on Klay Thompson or even like, because he's the type of player to stay calm, you know.
Okay, so I just found a tweet of the what,
LeBron?
Yeah, the LeBron.
Okay,
one.
So he's gonna say it.
He said, okay, cool, but still ain't enough. They did exactly what they had to do. Get in front of it before anyone else. And plus, there's only 4 games left. 2 max in Golden State.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying. Like, a 4-game ban isn't enough. So, a $500,000 fine is a lot. But it's like, how much would Kyle Lowry be fined if he did the same to Mark Stevens?
He would probably get a suspension.
For, like, the whole season.
Yeah.